Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning! Let's go around the room. Up first, a listener thinks he may have a learning disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when he says that all these things are out of order. It's Eddie, everybody.
Yeah, real talk. Hey, so a quick update. Do you remember I was telling you guys about that basketball tryout that I took to my kids? I took my kids there and they made me step.
Both of them?
Yeah.
And you had to stay outside.
They wouldn't let me go in the gym because I no parents allowed in the gym or whatever. So it was for like a Nashville AAU team, which means like the best of the best in Nashville. My kids made it.
Both of them. That's awesome. Wow.
Both of my kids made the team. And now my wife and I are like, what? Because we just took them there to see, like, all right, guys, this is a learning lesson.
How do they stack up?
Yeah, how do you stack up? And then how are you going to perform in tryouts? Like, if you don't do well in this tryouts, then we go back, we practice, and we do more tryouts. That's how you get better. I didn't think they were going to make it. They made the team.
Both of Eddie's kids are legit basketball players. And remember, one of them was like, I never got the ball.
Yeah.
I guess he was good. They didn't need to give him the ball.
Yeah, I guess not. Because he came out of the tryouts being like, I didn't get this. They didn't even give me the ball.
Sounds like someone going to an audition and like, they're never going to call me.
Yeah.
It's like, you're casting Avatar.
Yeah.
So it's crazy now, though. So like, we could choose if they join the national travel team or the local team. And now I'm thinking like, man, do we just pack up and go to Chicago for the weekend
to play in big tournaments? If you do the travel thing, then you have to take your wife to LA.
Like, I would say that you don't do the travel thing this year. I'd say you wade again, you go ankle deep before you cannonball in and do the local for. And if you do like the experience, then you can go to the travel team because it's going to be more time and more money.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot more money.
One thing he always claims to not have.
Yes. What?
Money?
Time and money.
I don't, but for the kids,
well, Amy's
it's their future.
Amy's been sassy pants this week.
No.
Big time.
I'm actually standing up for his wife here. Because
I'm standing up for me.
No.
She's been all over me and all over Eddie and all over everybody on this show.
No, I have
not. And I like
not.
It.
I'm
like
just
it.
Speaking up for Eddie's.
I'm speaking up for you.
It's like if it's something he's into, like sports and basketball for his kids.
Whoa, it's for my kids.
Then he'll spend the money and take the time
Amen.
To travel.
See, that's why I like when she's sassy pants. She'll
take
your bull
crap. If
your
wife asks for something, you're like, oh, I don't know.
She's more of my bull crap, but none of yours.
Okay, all right.
That's awesome, though. Congratulations. That's really cool.
That's cool.
He's the back-to-back winner of Blind Karaoke, which shows it doesn't matter if you're completely off-key. It's Lunchbox.
I have this fascination with Airbnb. I've only done it maybe 3 times. Now I've done it a 4th time. And it's so crazy to me that people rent out their house and you can just stay there for a weekend, a week, a month, whatever it is. So I did it this past weekend and I was totally let down.
Because you found cameras?
No.
I thought that's where he's going.
I know, me too.
I did look for cameras. No cameras, but it was just an Airbnb house. No one lives there.
An investment house.
There was no snooping. I didn't get to learn anything about the people. I didn't see family photos. I didn't get to see diplomas on the wall. I didn't see anything. So it was just kind of like you walk into like one of those Ross and it has all those cheesy decorations like home was where the heart is.
Yeah.
That's all it had. And I was like,
you were upset you couldn't, like, shady into people's personal belongings?
Not even into their personal belongings, but usually I don't go snooping through drawers, but if it's on the wall, you learn about this, or they have a name tag.
You don't look through drawers at all?
I mean, if they have a desk there, it's unlocked. So I didn't get to snoop at all. So it was kind of like, I'm just staying in a boring old, you know, Ross house decorated with all the...
That's sad. They should write a song about that.
Do you ever break into the private closet? That's what I do.
No, they have locks on them.
Oh, no, I know how to get in there.
Break
in. Oh, no. I break in.
But they did have a sign up in the kitchen that said kitchen. I'm like, oh, thanks for letting me know there's a kitchen.
Did you steal their liquor?
No, I just see them like, wow, they got a lot of liquor. And then I close the door.
You break in, you just look, and then you shut it.
Correct.
Okay, whatever. Thank you, Amy, for calling him out on that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
She loves looking out her window at the birds, and she's never at a loss for words. It's Amy, everybody.
So I was in a wedding last weekend, and the groom was going to line his groomsmen up by order in which he liked them. And the bride was telling us about this, and we were joking. We're like, that's not how it works. Like, you don't do that. And so she told him he couldn't do that.
It's kind of based on...
But he likes them all.
No, but he's in an order. That's funny.
But you kind of do that with the best man goes first.
For sure. Only the best man, but you don't do all of them. You kind of do it based on... we didn't want size to be like... Right. Or like somebody really tall next to somebody really short, because then the short person would feel weird in the pictures. So, yeah, it was never that for us.
Yeah, sometimes it can be height, or it can be like maybe, how long you've known them.
Mike, how tall are you? Like, Mike's 5'7", and Arkansas Keith's like 5'8", but we didn't put either one of them next to Andy Roddick, who's like 6'2". We kind of did a
smart.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Well, so then...
Like, play a game.
Yeah. So, haha, funny story, and then, like, we line up, and I'm at the end of the bridesmaids. I was the last one.
She liked you less, yeah.
No, I know that she didn't line us up that way, but it just was...
Hey, you barely made the cut.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I thought... You know, first
Joe Lenardi would say you're the first one out.
Yeah. Dang.
Get in the tournament.
But I know she didn't do that, but it was just funny to think that some people may actually do that, and then I happen to be last.
That was a joke that really I felt good about when it kind of came to my head.
It didn't stick.
Well, it's just like I'm doing an NCAA tournament joke. And
this is a basketball thing?
Yeah,
March Madness. Like, next four in, first four out, and Joe Lenardi was like, you were his first one out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because we're not in March yet. Maybe that's
I know, but I like that joke, even though nobody else here thought it was funny. I like that joke. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves getting sports memorabilia on TikTok. It's probably because he's a big jock.
Oh,
Bobby Bones.
Holy cow. That was risky. I was a little scared. I got two
weird rhyme, man.
Two show reviews to give you. First of all, I watched Griselda on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, is that awesome?
It's only 6 episodes total. There will be no season 2. Sofia Vergara, and she's great in the role.
She's a cocaine queen.
And so she plays Griselda and how she came to America, not to sell cocaine, but she came to America to get away from that. And then she ended up being the person who was mad. I'm not gonna say too much about it, but it's good. It's not something you watch when you want to feel
subtitles.
Good.
Subtitles.
In Spanish?
50-50, like you guys said.
Más o menos?
Si,
no?
Yeah. Okay, so there's a documentary about her, too. I think it's called The Cocaine Queen. I watched that, and I'm one episode into Griselda or whatever it's called. And the documentary is awesome, too.
It's 87% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's not even the murders that bother me so much on the show. It's all the smoking.
Oh, she smokes a lot.
Everybody does, because it's that time. It's like 1979, 1980. Everybody's Miami. Smoking all the time. And I'm like, that's fine. Shoot him in the head. But why do you got to smoke all the time? Just the smoking all the time is gross. The other thing is I watched The Iron Claw.
It
now streams. I saw Maren Morris had posted she had watched it. And I was like, oh, I can now watch it at home. And it's a 94% positive, and it's the Von Erich family.
Is that a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay.
And don't let the wrestling part distract you from it being a good movie. There is wrestling in it, which I thought was cool too, because they had some of the guys that look like the old guys. It's a really good movie.
Like, even if we're not into wrestling,
you'll like it. It's tough.
Is that the one you're talking about? Zac Efron looking.
Zac Efron looks like a cartoon character. They got really so big. Yeah, it's a really good movie, but man, it's tough.
Iron Claw.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Was that a move they did? Like, the claw?
His dad did. Mm-hmm. And then they did it as their move, too.
Okay.
I remember them doing it. And my wife was watching it with me, and she was like, that's the stupidest move I've ever seen. You think you're going to claw me to me some net? I was like, it's the 70s.
Wrestling.
Yeah, it's just... I definitely recommend both of them, but that move... Zac Efron should have won an award for that movie. He wasn't even nominated. Like, here's Mr. High School Musical, and it's completely just embraced the role, got huge, like uncomfortably huge because of it. Did a great job. It's sad. It's a sad movie. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bobby Bones. This past Christmas, I received one of those DNA testing family tree kits. Why this seemed like a good gift, I don't know. It was beyond me. I wouldn't have got it for anyone. But you know what? I thought, why not? I had no reason not to. I went ahead and did it. And I got the results. And I'm freaking out. It seems there are two people in their catalog of clients who I'm a match, strong enough to make them either a parent or a sibling or a child of mine. I never knew my dad, and I was pretty reckless in my 20s, so I'm not ruling anything out. How do you reach out to a complete stranger and even have that conversation? Signed, DNA Dave.
Yeesh.
I guess what Dave's saying, too, is it could be any of those pure bloods, because if you didn't know his dad... And he's pretty reckless in his 20s.
Does that mean he has a baby out there?
Maybe. Yeah, possibly.
If the name is a dude name. But the age should be on there, too. At least when I have, like, second cousins that message me because I did it, it shows their age. So the age should be on there. But you can reach out to a complete stranger. And I would do it on social media and just go, hey, I took the DNA test. I know you did, too. But there's also ways you can message inside the DNA test. Like, that's where I would get mine.
Yeah.
Where it would go, like, I'd get a little boop, and you'd be like, your new second cousin, Jimmy, has messaged you.
They got DMs in the DNA test?
They do.
Oh, wow.
So I would do that, and if they don't answer, then I would go to social media, because if they're straight blood, and you want to know, you deserve to know.
In the DNA stuff, there's not photos, right?
Sometimes it depends.
Okay, because yeah. I was thinking
if you load them.
Okay, because like if you just go to social media and try to find them, you could find the wrong Jim Bob, you know, mm-hmm. send them a note.
Classic
and
Jim Bob, man.
Oh, man. He was crazy. He was
Jim
crazy
Bob
too.
The son or Jim Bob the dad?
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah, I don't have one on mine. And I mostly don't put pictures up on things anymore. That's not like my personal social, because my wife makes so much fun of me because I put up like headshots, like on my Peloton account, my Uber Eats account. I just want a good headshot. I just want a good picture.
It's like red carpet photos.
Yeah, yes. Anytime I have I don't load anything because I don't want to hear it from her. You do have the right to reach out. I would reach out to the proper channel first. And if you don't hear anything, then I would reach out through the secondary channel. And then if you don't hear anything, it's up to you how uncomfortable you want to make it. But if they're also a client, they also want to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Maybe.
That's tough. No, they do. They do, or they wouldn't have taken the test. Or maybe if they don't, they shouldn't have taken the test, because now they
you do
are
open
know.
That door. Yeah, yeah,
they are. Oof. All right, thank you, DNA Dave.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah,
it's time for Pick a Bit, where if you're not listed here, you get to vote. Okay, we're gonna pick a bit.
Come on,
we can pick the bit that Amy has suggested called. The weird tool that Amy's using in the dating world.
Whoa.
Here's Pick a Bit from Lunchbox. Find out how Lunchbox almost ended up in jail. We'll be right back, he said. He wrote, we'll be right back. And then here's one from Abby. You won't believe how much money I've made on my song. I just looked at how much money I've made on Hey There Hometown. Those three, which bit would you like to do this segment? You have Amy, the weird tool she's using in her dating world. Lunchbox, find out how Lunchbox almost ended up in jail. We'll be right back. Or Abby, how much money she made on her song.
Can I?
No, you can't sell yours.
I'm not going to sell mine. I'm going to bash one of them.
No, we're not bashing because they can bash yours.
They can bash mine.
I have my vote.
Eddie.
I want to hear how much Abby has made on her song.
We just did this with Ray and it wasn't anything, so why would you pick that?
Yeah, I do feel like Abby and Lunchbox are kind of baiting me. I think I'm going Amy.
Okay.
Ooh, the weird tool she's using.
Amy sounds
using.
Dirty, yeah. though.
I know, that's why it sounds interesting.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Abby.
Yeah.
Abby, come to the microphone,
okay.
Please.
I'm curious how much she's
I'm not, because Ray made $30, so she probably made...
Hey, Abby, sorry he's yelling over you.
I know,
so you got your first checks for Hey There Hometown?
Well, I didn't get my first check, but I looked online.
Oh, okay. So it's all... Like on a computer, like in a database.
Yep, you can go to your account.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So, you know, artists usually have managers, right, to help out with these things.
So I didn't know I was supposed to register it. And so I just registered it like a month ago. And then I just looked on there and they actually put it under the wrong Abby Anderson.
The other Abby was getting paid for it?
Yes, I think she was.
Lawsuit.
So I just so as of now, I have gotten paid zero for my song.
Oh, man.
Well, you clickbaited the crap out of us.
Sure did. Yeah.
We should commend you for clickbaiting the crap out of us. Wait, hey, how much do you think, though, that Abby Anderson, not Abby Lee Anderson, you, but Abby Anderson, how much do you think she's made
from? Oh, dang, it's got to be a lot. It's got to be a lot. I mean, what, 1,000, I would say? No, I'm just kidding.
It might be 1,000.
Right? You never know.
What do you think you made all time for vacation?
Definitely 1,000. So, she'll easily get 500, 600, 700 off of Hey There Hometown.
Oh, my gosh.
By the end of a year.
But Abby, how are you going to get it back?
Well, they're in the process right now of, like, switching it over to me because it was registered under her. Even though I have my middle name, so I don't know how it could have gotten registered.
Well, I know
her.
How. They're both Abby Anderson.
Abby Anderson.
Hey, great job picking a bit, guys.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
We'll bring in Abby Anderson, too, soon. She can play and we can talk about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you got us.
Abby Anderson comes in
and
she plays her own song. She stole it.
I'm learning from the best.
Yeah, that's good. You tricked us. Got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, good job, Abby.
All right, let's pick a bit. Which one did you not want to hear the most?
Probably Lunchbox Goes to Jail.
Yeah, same.
Or Almost Went to Jail, whatever it says.
Yeah, same.
Okay, fine. Take it off.
All right.
Well, how'd you almost go to jail?
Hey, that's easy.
Well, Sharpie. I want to know.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I pick a bit. Oh. We picked a bit. It was Abby.
Amy's, is yours dirty?
Should we circle back?
Who knows?
Okay. Come here.
Are you jealous?
No. No, I just didn't know if we were going to circle back to Lunchbox.
This is what you should do, though. You have a chance now since Abby's is off the list. I would make yours a little more tantalizing in the tease.
That's a big word. What does that mean?
Tantalizing.
More clickbaity.
Well, I mean, me almost going to jail. I mean, that's all it needs.
Yeah.
Pretty tantalized the crap out of mine.
Yeah, Amy's is pretty tantalized, dude.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Larry Ferris Jr. is a school bus driver in Kentucky, and he's picking up the kids, ready to go to school, and he sees a first grader in the back crying, and he's looking through that mirror, you know, where he looks up. What's going on with him? So he calls him up here. Hey, come over here. What's going on? It's pajama day, and I don't have pajamas. Oh, he's like, no. Larry's like, this isn't going to happen. So he drops off the kids at school, and then he goes straight to the store, gets the little kid pajamas, drops it off at the office.
Dang.
And now the little first grader, cry no more. He's got pajamas for pajama day.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he definitely didn't have to do that. Like, it's not like being a bus driver pays you millions of dollars a year.
No.
And usually bus drivers are like coaches who like don't even want to drive a bus.
Dude, my school bus driver, probably from kindergarten to about fifth or sixth grade, he was awesome.
Really?
He was so cool. And he'd even wait for me in the mornings. He'd honk outside my house. And I'd come out and be like, 2 more minutes. He's like, hurry up.
He'd wait on you?
He'd wait on me. He was so cool. I was the first to be picked up and the last to be dropped off.
Oh, if you're the first to be picked up, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that would mess up his whole schedule.
But still good.
Yeah.
He did that
good
for me.
Good for that guy. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always, like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
this is one of my favorite bands in existence right now. Their name is the Red Clay Strays. I found them on TikTok, and they're just awesome. I almost want to shut up just so they can come in. They're all from Alabama. They've been doing this for a while. They just played the Grand Ole Opry. They've been out with Dirks and Eric Church and L. King and Old Crow Medicine Show, and they're awesome, and that's all I'll say. Here they are, the Red Clay Strays. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The Red Clay Strays.
Guys, I've been begging my producer to get you guys in here since Christmas, just about. Like, I've been a big fan for a long time, so this is super cool for me to have you guys. Brandon, good to meet you. You know, what's fun about you is you perform a lot of times dressed up, like in a sports coat, and it's like, I don't know how he does it. At some point, I think I would just get hot and, like, go to cut off. Like, is that part of, like, the vibe? Like, you want to, like, what's the look here?
No, I mean, sometimes if it does get hot, I do take the sports coat off.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, the dedication, though, to coming out and looking like you care. Because I just wouldn't care. I'd be on the road. I just wouldn't care. I'd be in a T-shirt. Yeah, I'd look like you. But he said that. I didn't say that. He pointed at himself.
Also, you said when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah. Look good, you feel good, you play good.
When you play good, you make money. Money.
Yeah.
Play good. Wow. Yeah, play good.
That's Deion Sanders right there.
Play good, yeah.
You guys are an example that I use to a lot of my artist friends who go, you know, I don't want to get on social media because I don't want to be corny. There are two bands that I've seen really embrace not being corny and getting their message out, and it's you guys and Lake Street Dive, who you're both great musically, and you're not doing TikTok dances, and it's just organically you guys playing either live or sound check, or you're like, so was that part of the idea whenever you guys started to spread on social media, or did somebody else just go, you guys just play, we'll shoot it and put it up?
No, it's, it was actually our manager Cody's idea. My brother is the videographer, and he was looking for work at the time. I think he was driving for Uber, and it was actually Cody's idea to hire him to come along with us, and we took him along for the first time on the road with us on the L. King tour last year, and then hired him on full-time last April. And he's just been following us around with the camera, and he edits all the videos, and he pretty much took over our social media, and he posts everything. And
so he just does it. You guys don't even really know, but his style is like he's just going to get you guys as raw as possible.
Yeah.
And he's never coming up to you, Brandon, going, "Okay, do a TikTok dance."
No.
Go. Yeah, yeah.
He just follows it. He just follows us around and captures the moment.
We just have to ignore him, and he.
Yeah, right.
Magic out of it.
It's hard. Is it hard to ignore him? He looks like he's got his arms crossed right now, meaning business.
It started off being super uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like the Real World, the TV show. At first, the cameras are like, "I don't know how to act." Then you just forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you guys notice an uptick in people going, "Wow, I saw you guys somewhere on social media, and I'm a huge fan," and your show started to fill up more and more?
Probably. Well, we had a little jump when we did the live AF sessions with Western AF. And then I think Devil in My Ear popped off on TikTok. And then once that popped off, everybody caught on to Wondering Why, and then Wondering Why just ended up taking off.
The live session, I think that's what that was from, too, the Wondering Why. You guys like in a warehouse?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Man, I think that was my exposure, the first exposure to you guys, and I was like, I love them. But I'm not going to tell them that because that'll be creepy, but I love them. So you guys from Alabama? Are all you guys from Alabama? How'd you guys get... Sevens is not? That's his name too, Sevens.
Spelt wrong, but it's Sevens.
What's the core? Who joined first? Like, who are the two people that were like, "We need to get a band"? Like, where did this start?
Well, we all started this as a five. Like, all five of us started this thing together.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so is anybody related?
Not in the band. Brandon, our videographer, is.
Yeah, the brother.
But me and Brandon played in another band. We were a local cover band. And Drew was the manager. And booking agent.
You weren't good, or is it the cover band part you didn't
like?
Well,
me and Brandon were good.
But everybody...
Drew was the booking agent.
But... I felt that. Well, let's get a song here, because I'm just such a big fan of the music. So would you guys play No One Else Like Me? Like, I'm a big fan of that song. All right, here they are. Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Woo! Come on! Woo! I think I peed a little. One of those moments. Holy crap. Red Clay Strays in studio. We're going to take a break. Come back in just a second. And I need water. I don't know if they do, but I need water. We will come back in a second here.
Body's vibrating a little bit.
That's your own thing. Yeah. All right. Red Clay Strays here. Bobby Bones Show. Be right back. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The Red Clay Strays.
Hey, Brandon, how'd you guys get your name? Like, where did it come from? What's the root? And did you go through other names?
Andrew's brother thought of the name, actually.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it at first, but we needed a name because we were playing as, I think, the Brandon Coleman Trio or something.
It was a bunch of
names. Yeah, it was a bunch of different names. But
that's how I felt about Bones.
When we come up with that one, we were like, well, it's catchy.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, I hated that name. That's not my real name. Bobby's my real name.
You tell me your last name's not Bones?
It is not. It is Bonez. It's Italian. Oh. No, it's not even that. But yeah, like, I hated it. I sound like a freaking pirate. And then,
but pirates are cool.
Yeah, pirates are cool.
But back in the day, they weren't as cool, guys. Like, right now, they're very, you know, very in vogue. But back then...
Oh, well, yeah, modern day.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't the case back then. Had a patch and everything. And are you guys, do you guys tour? Do you stay on the road and, like, rock and roll tour? Or do you do, like, what the country guys do, where it's, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home?
No, yeah, we pretty much stay gone. We're getting to the point now to where we can actually, when we have, like, 3 or 4 days off, we'll just fly home. Mm. But for the most part, it's just been, we've been going for a month or month and a half. And
yeah, that's rock tour right there.
Yeah.
You guys just ourselves too.
Stay on the
road. Now we have a first time in a Prevost. We got it back in September. So
is that a joke? I thought he was doing broom. No.
He's just being John.
Got it. What's that? You want to test something? Okay, cool. I don't know what's happening back there. The Red Clay Strays are here. They are from Mobile, Alabama. They're one of my favorite new bands. How long have you guys been together officially in this unit? Seven years. Overnight success, except it took almost 10 years to do it. Yeah. I mean, isn't that how it is? I mean, it feels like people are like, oh, this new band, and you're like, God damn, we've been at it for 7 years.
Yeah, we've been here this whole time.
And in the studio for 7 years. The whole time. Red Clay Strays are here. If you guys don't mind, if I can get one more, would you do Wondering Why?
Yeah.
Is that cool? All right, here they are. Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Holy crap. Okay, let me say this. You guys got to go to the show, and they're playing a bunch of cities the show's in. So March 7th in Fayetteville, Arkansas at JJ's Live, Bossier City, Biloxi, Gonzales, Louisiana. Go over to the website, redclaystrays.com, and I follow them on social media and just become a fan like I have been. Massive fan, guys. It's been really cool for me. Sorry I had to wake up so early. I wish this was more of a night show, you know. But
that's okay. I didn't even go to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. But just for me, this has been really cool. What'd you think, Eddie?
I love it, dude. Right? I mean, that I love the style. I love the music's great. I can't wait to go to one of these shows. Like, I want to see this live.
In the studio, there's a vibe.
No, this is a different vibe. I want to see it in a bar.
They're not on a
this.
Screen right now. They're
you
literally
can pull some alcohol if you want a bar.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, no, sold fan.
Yeah, like
10 a.m. I've never heard y'all before, so I'm really. I love like getting new music. I already texted a friend like. Google this now.
Well, I was hyping so it too, and I was hoping it wasn't like a new movie when you're like, the movie's so good. And even if the movie's good, you're like, well, I had higher expectations because you told me it was so good.
No, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, see, you guys are old school the movie.
Yeah.
Hyped and lived up to it. Boom. Red Clay Strace. Thank you guys. Woo! Back in a minute. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, longtime listener, mostly podcast, but I'll tell y'all, if you are not listening to the post show on the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you're missing out. It is some of the best content you'll listen to, some of the best games that they can't do on air. It is so good, and I love it.
She acts like we're doing dirty things. Amen. But no, we two or three times a week, we'll just go, we got a lot more to talk about, and just turn the mics up and do a whole separate podcast that never hits the air. But what we do is, it's way more of us not being controlled by a clock, right? Like, we're doing a national show. We have got to get out at certain times because local affiliates have to go to songs or a commercial. But that, we just go. So definitely check out the post show on the Bobby Bones Show podcast there. All right, next one.
Hey, Lunchbox, did you see the guy in D.C. that thought he won $300+ million on the lottery? His numbers were on the lottery webpage. He went to cash his ticket in. And they said, so sorry, wrong numbers were posted on the website. Instead of having six numbers and being $360+ million richer, he only had one number. So he's filed a lawsuit. What would Lunchbox do?
We talked about this a couple of days ago. Lunchbox, you've had a couple of days to think about it.
I'm all in with this guy. I'm filing a lawsuit, you know, pain and suffering, emotional distress.
Yeah, keep going.
What I'm trying to think of other words.
But all these things, like all the good things happened to his psyche.
Yeah, but then once they didn't, they caused him into a deep depression. He started drinking.
You don't know all that.
False impression disorder.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, because you would think you're a millionaire and you're not.
If something bad happened to it because of that, then there's probably something. But there's nothing here. If it's really an accident, there's nothing here.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a video about something called the Dorito theory, and it's making rounds online because it explains why people are so obsessed with TikTok.
What's the Dorito theory? Because if I have one Dorito, I need 84. And if I watch one TikTok video, I need to swipe 84. Oh, I found
That's
it.
That's good. That's it.
Well, here is a woman named Aria, and she's gone viral on TikTok for sharing her theory.
Imagine eating Doritos. When you eat a Dorito and finish your bite, you're not fully satisfied. It's not the same as eating a steak. Eating potato chips is addictive because the peak of the experience is kind of when you're tasting it and not after. I think this applies to a lot of different very addictive things in life, like the infinite scroll on TikTok. You're never satisfied after you engage in the behavior. I'd recommend actually trying to just remove anything that you think falls into Dorito category.
No, I like Doritos and I like TikTok, so I'm going to keep doing it.
I know, it's like though. Doritos really like, thanks a lot sense. For making us the title. I mean, there's so many other things that could have fallen in line with that. It could be the
Pringles.
Yeah.
Funyuns. It's all chips.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So there's AI girlfriends and boyfriends, you know?
I don't, but tell me more.
Well, people are going on these apps and they're creating people to be their companion of sorts. But the problem is these apps are selling your information to other people. So just beware. If you're downloading an AI-generated app to have a friend or whatnot, don't divulge sensitive information to your AI counterpart.
Or even your real, or even the one that's not AI, but is your fake Dierks Bentley boyfriend.
Right.
Because that's probably like a person in South Africa tricking you.
Yeah.
Just don't reveal anything on social media that's like your social or checking account numbers, and don't pay them in gift cards.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so many ways that they're taking people's information and literally turning around and selling all of the data.
I wish 15 years ago when I was like single and just lonely, even after 15 years. I could have had an AI girlfriend.
You totally would have.
Oh, yeah. It would have been awesome.
No, don't.
I would have been so not as lonely.
And then it would have been like, guys, come on. I want you to meet my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh.
Bobby Lena, come out. And then nobody would come through the door. And then I'd play my phone. Hi, I'm Bobby Lena.
Right? Okay. We're laughing, but you probably would have.
Yeah.
Yes, I think. No, I wasn't kidding.
You know how you do bits in life? Like,
I do bits all the time.
Yeah. So Parker McCollum shared some baby names on Instagram as like a little note to his wife, like saying, hey, here's some names. Go ahead. Ball's in your court, Hallie. So you want to know what he threw out there for her?
Something like...
To choose from.
Like Corleone, Cowboy John.
Ooh.
What is it?
Okay, very similar. So there's Keaton Cadillac McCollum.
Cadillac.
That's cool.
Yeah, I knew it'd be something like that.
King Cowboy. McCollum? Yeah,
that's too much.
Yancey Tyler.
Six shooter.
Walker Yancey. And Major Yancey. Which is your fave?
Of all those, probably Major Yancey, because it doesn't feel like I'm at the OK Corral.
Mm.
And seems the most normal. But I saw where Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker just named their new baby Denver. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, he played for the Broncos.
He played for the Broncos, yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
That's a pretty cool name.
Sometimes people do that if they know where the baby was conceived.
But I don't think it was conceived there because he didn't play for the Broncos.
And how do you know that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
you meet a kid named Albuquerque and you're like, I know where your parents are.
Oh, no. Sometimes people know because they know if that's the last time they had done that.
This is my friend Porta Potty.
At a music festival.
Ew. No way people do that in there. There's no way. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 64-year-old woman in Michigan. She's been playing the Ghostbusters lottery ticket since it came out last September. $5 scratch-off. Hadn't won anything. And she's on her way to work, and she's talking to the clerk at the gas station like, yeah, you know, I'm just looking forward to retiring, and hey, maybe this ticket will help me retire. She goes to work. Lunch break comes. She's like, oh, I need to scratch that ticket.
I like she's slurping a ticket.
Yeah, why is she slurping?
Well, what's a scratch? Okay, maybe more like that. And she's like, holy crap, I won $500! And then she reads it closer. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have a heart attack. She won $500,000.
Wow. That's so cool.
Not bad.
If I ever won a bunch of money on a scratch-off, I would think somehow Lunchbox is pranking me. It didn't matter where I was. If I was in a different state and I bought it. Somehow he has gotten this ticket to me to prank me because he has those prank tickets.
Yeah, you read in the back and it says, redeem it to your mama's house.
Only about it in your dreams.
That's awesome for her. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the investigative morning corny. We got 90 seconds, guys. How many can we get right? Ready?
Come on. Oh, yeah.
The record is 6. We had a great showing last week with 5.
Let's go.
Some were calling it the second best ever. And that's everyone because it was the second best score we ever had.
That's right.
The timer starts when Amy finishes the first joke.
The morning corny.
What do you call someone who sees a robbery at an Apple store?
Apple thief. Apple picker.
Apple picker.
Fruit.
Fruit. Fruit of the loom.
Someone that sees
fruit of the loom.
Robbery.
Fruit on the loom.
Could you go again?
What do you call someone who sees a robbery at an Apple store?
Vision. Apple Vision Plus.
Sees a robbery.
Eye thief.
I'd love to have one of those.
iPhone.
Oh, eye.
Eye in the sky.
Eyewitness.
Eyewitness.
There you
good
go.
Job. Good job, Lunch.
Okay. How many apples grow on...
Is this Apple Day?
No. So. It's just coincidence.
Hey, keep going.
How many apples grow on a tree?
What? How many apples?
All of them.
That's it. All of them.
Okay.
Good job. Okay. Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water?
Budweiser.
Say it again.
Why did the Clydesdale
give the pony a glass of water?
Is it a little horse?
He's a little horse.
Yes.
He was a little horse. Yeah. That's it. Good job.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Crack up.
Don't want them to crack.
That's it. 4.
Which U.S. state is famous for its extra small soft drinks?
Minnesota.
5.
Come on.
Okay. What do you call a mac and cheese that gets all up in your face?
Jalapeno.
Grilled.
Jalapeno cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Kraft.
Face mask.
Velveeta.
Kraft. We just do it again?
What do you call a mac and cheese that gets all up in your face?
An impasta.
Cheesy face.
Cheesy bread.
up
cheesy
close.
Mask.
Cheese it close.
Cheese.
Time's up.
What was it?
Too close for comfort food.
What?
Oh, that's oh, no, she never. Gave us like the no. Bowser level.
I'd have never got
what
it.
In
that
the
was final.
World?
That
I
was like Zelda
understand.
Final level. That was like Mike Tyson punch out for Mike Tyson level question. There.
Did you say too close for dang. Comfort?
I don't understand the like apple five. One. What was the, oh, the apple witness. On the tree? No, no, no. The all of
oh,
them.
Oh, that was a terrible one. I get it, but it was a terrible joke.
What what's
well,
the
where
joke?
Else are they going
to
grow?
The joke is that all of them do. Like, you don't have to count how many are on the tree because all of them grow there.
The joke is a segment.
Okay.
Wait.
Good job, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job. Hey, that's good. Hit it up.
All right. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. All right.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Elder versus Millennial. It's Swifty Lauren versus Eddie. It's a trivia game. Swifty Lauren is the youngest. How old are you?
27.
Eddie, how old are you?
I don't know, 44 or something.
You forget?
Something like that.
Get lost in the game?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll ask you questions the other person should know the answer to. Got it?
Yeah.
Eddie, let's do one question for you first.
Okay.
By the way, she's up 4-3. If she wins, it's over.
I know, dude. I need to get all these right.
Leave, Get Out, Too Little, Too Late, and Baby, It's You are songs from what 2000s pop singer? Leave, Get Out, Too Little, Too Late, or Baby, It's You?
Can you read them again one more time?
Sure. Leave, Get Out, Too Little, Too Late, or Baby, It's You?
Nothing's coming to mind, man. So I'm just going to guess Ariana Grande.
Incorrect. Swifty Lauren, would you like to steal?
That is my girl, JoJo.
JoJo is correct. 1 point for her.
Who is JoJo?
Leave. Get out. Oh, right now.
That didn't help me at all.
Get out.
Yeah. Right now. Okay, here we go. Let's introduce Eddie up first. He's a dad of four. Damn. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. In a game of trivia, he will attack. And right now, he's trying to make a great comeback.
Yeah.
It's producer Eddie. Yay! Eddie.
Not a good start. Go ahead.
Question number two. Adam Brody played the character of Seth Cohen, a witty and sarcastic teenager, in what 2000s TV show?
Adrian Brody?
Adam Brody.
Got it. Not Adrian Brody.
Adam Brody played the character of Seth Cohen, a witty and sarcastic teenager, in what 2000s TV show?
2000s TV show. Adam Brody played The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Incorrect. Swifty Lauren.
Ooh, I'm not even 100% sure on that one.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard. 2000 show, Seth.
Adam Brody played Seth Cohen. What 2000s TV show? 3 seconds.
iCarly.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
The OC.
Oh. Is he related to Adrian Brody?
I don't believe so.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
All right.
Eddie.
Yep.
Pieces of Me was the debut single.
Yes! Yes! I love that song. Good.
Of what singer reality star in 2004?
Pieces and the Pieces. That's Ashley Simpson.
Correct.
Yeah!
Eddie with 2 points.
Oh, I'm on the board. Let's go.
Oh, never mind. Eddie with 1 point.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? And now let's introduce Lauren, Eddie's opponent. She is our youngest producer. She'll say her wedding vows in May, and she loves listening to Tay-Tay. It's Swifty Lauren. Lauren, are you ready?
I am. Feeling good.
Lauren, what comedian played the role of Axel Foley in the Beverly Hills Cop film series?
We're off to a rough start. Comedian played Axel Foley.
Axel Foley. What comedian played Axel Foley in the Beverly Hills Cop film series?
God, I have no idea. comedian. God, I could not tell you.
No guess at
no
all?
No guess. I'm blanking.
Incorrect. Eddie?
No guess?
Oh, I'm blanking.
It's way before her.
Yeah. It's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's correct. Oh. Eddie takes the lead by one.
Come on!
Lauren, Skeletor was the villain in what 80s cartoon series?
Skeletor.
Skeletor.
Guys, these are hard. These are so before me. Skeletor.
You're supposed to be
before you. Yeah.
Well, I know, but these are like way before me. Jeez.
Yeah. Elder versus Millennium.
Skeletor.
Skeletor was the villain in what 80s cartoon series?
Now that's got to be... The Addams Family.
Addams Family is incorrect. Not. Eddie.
Oh. Bones. That is He-Man.
Correct. He-Man.
Yeah.
Masters of the Universe.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Final question. Swifty Lauren. What's the name of the fictional character known for this catchphrase right here?
Die the way.
There you go.
Oh, that is...
Play it again, Raymundo.
Die the way.
Wilson, yeah, right?
Wilson, the volleyball. No.
No. It's Wait.
Eddie?
Lauren, I believe you're thinking of Steve Urkel.
That's Steve Urkel. Eddie with
the
a
dominating.
Wow.
Yes.
Eddie with a dominating 4-1 win. We're going to Sunday next week.
Don't sleep on me.
Wow.
Don't sleep on me.
That was a bad round for me.
That was bad. Play that song.
Yeah.
Nice job. Okay, so it's all going down to next week, you two.
Yeah, I'll study. I'll study up.
I'll study up, too.
Lauren, you were kind of an excuse maker today.
I know. I was not on my A game today.
Yeah,
I'm kind of on excuses. A losing streak right now.
4-4, going out of the next game.
I'm
going
to watch the Disney Channel all week.
I would recommend not movies. That.
Not
and
that?
And then you... Yeah, do that. All right. I've never heard of such thing as burying bourbon on your wedding day.
Yeah, well, so apparently one of our bosses who's from Kentucky, she swears by this. And we were all at lunch the other day having like a girls' lunch. And it came up and I thought, oh my gosh, like this is so crazy. If you bury the bourbon in a very specific way, then it guarantees no rain on your wedding day.
It guarantees it.
Well,
like for real?
Oh, boy.
That's what they say.
So it's a superstition.
It is.
But when do you bury the bourbon?
Yeah.
The day before?
One month.
You know about it, too?
So, yes, Lauren's going to do it.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. Swifty Lauren in studio because she's getting married in May.
May, yes.
And so does it have to be exactly 1 month?
I believe it has to be just like the month leading up to it. Yeah.
But you have to bury it like...
You have to bury it upside down on the property where you're getting married.
You can't open it and take a sip or anything. It has to be a sealed bottle.
But what if you do take a sip? Nope. Then it rains for sure?
Yeah, it's just not as good. And then on your wedding day, you dig it up and you take a sip out of it then.
But does it start raining immediately?
Probably.
I've never heard of that superstition before.
What if it gets stolen? Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, if it's like buried on like the property of like most places, most of these like wedding places are like private properties, you know.
Put a sign up that says, don't steal my bourbon.
Well, I asked about it when I was like touring my venue and they said they had multiple people there. There's multiple bottles already buried on property because of weddings coming up. And I actually had a girlfriend who got married a couple months ago and it rained all day the day of her wedding. But right before the ceremony started, it cleared up.
And she buried,
and she
the, bourbon?
Buried the bourbon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
I've never even heard of it. Listen, I think superstition's fine. I don't believe in them, but I'm still going to do them just in case. Right? Because just because I don't believe doesn't mean it's not true. But I've never heard of this one. I didn't know it was such a common thing.
Yeah, same. Me neither. But, you know, our boss, Julie, she's very smart. Like, and she's done it for
it's also
everyone
superstition,
in her family.
So it doesn't matter how
but
smart
worked.
You are.
No, it hasn't rained.
But also, oh odds are it's not going to rain in May here. It might, but odds are it's not. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, usually fighting for the scientific...
I don't think there's any science behind it, but I do think it's, I don't know, it's kind of fun to
give it
a try.
That I agree with. It's fun. It's what I'm talking about. But Amy's like, no, I swear to God.
Now, does that have to be expensive bourbon or can it be cheap bourbon?
And if it's more expensive, does it rain even less?
Right.
See, I don't know like what the price range needs to be. We're just going to get, I think, just like a generic bottle of bourbon.
Oh, I wouldn't go generic on my wedding.
So should we go like top shelf?
Yeah. The more expensive, the bigger the ball, the wide, it doesn't rain.
What's the one I drank at that party?
Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy Van Winkle. That one. That's what you should get.
Oh, we got invited to a party. Mm-hmm. This is why we can't take, even me, we can't take us anywhere because I stole Twinkies.
Oh, no.
But they were like, hey, come to this party. And we went to this party. And like it was like one of the owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know him, but we were down by Disney. And it's like, come to his house. We go to his house, and they have all these bottles of Pappy Van Winkle or whatever it's called.
So I've heard of it, Pappy Van
Super
Winkle.
Super expensive. And Eddie walks right over to it and just starts pouring it and drinking it.
In a red Solo cup. I'm like, why not?
That's classic right there.
No one said go right to the Pappy Van Winkle. Eddie just saw it and went right to it.
When in Rome. Isn't that what they say?
When I left, if you were to look at my pockets... you would have found like 6 Twinkies. Yes.
Yeah, you start eating them in the car. Like, where'd you get those
can't
from?
Take those, can't take us anywhere. What are other superstitions you're doing? Any that you can think of? Are you going to see your husband before the wedding?
We're going to do a first look. He's not seeing the dress at all until the first look.
And that's pre-wedding?
Yeah, pre-wedding. We're not going to spend the night together before the wedding.
That's good.
What other superstitions?
The first look thing's interesting because if we were going to take a bunch of time for pictures, we would have done a first look. We didn't. I didn't see her till she was coming down. But we also knew we only need like 15 minutes to take pictures. If we had a whole thing set up prior with pictures, it would have been different. But we're like, we're going to do pictures. We're going to get the family in and out. Because we wanted to go.
Party.
Yeah. Well, eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly eat. But is it bad luck if you see them? Or are you trying to cancel that out with the bourbon?
Maybe it might cancel each other out, but
no, I mean, people do the first look.
Did you see your husband?
I did a
exactly.
First look.
Exactly.
It kind of ruins the moment, doesn't it?
Well, it's sort of, it's private. It's when you're one-on-one. It's not like you just like bump into each other in the hall. Like it's set up.
Yeah.
And your eyes are closed. Like then you open, you walk towards each other.
No, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Right. So then when he's standing up there at the front of the aisle or altar, whatever you call it.
You already saw
altar.
When she walks in, he's not like, oh my goodness. He's already like, I've already seen that.
Well, it's like two different moments. And then when we do our first look, we're also going to kind of exchange our vows there. Because we don't want to do that in front of everyone. It's
wait, what?
That's what a wedding is.
I mean, I did the exact opposite. We set our vows in front of everybody that we wrote, and then I didn't see her till she came down.
Yeah. So she's getting married in private, then having a wedding.
No. Like, we're gonna, like, what we write to each other in our vows, we're gonna say to each other privately. Like, we don't really want to say it in front of
everyone. Are you embarrassed?
No. We have nothing to be, like, ashamed of or nothing to hide. It's just like,
is it dirty?
Oh, they're dirty.
Wait, dirty.
It's vows after dark. Vows Yeah. After dark.
We're the same way. We're just like, we kind of want to just get on with it, go party, go be with everyone.
But the vows you would do anyway. Why are you so embarrassed at your vows?
Well, we're not embarrassed. They're just, they're personal.
Does he have a nickname that you don't want to say to your parents?
No, it's nothing we're ashamed of. They're just a little personal thing we want to keep.
King George,
we just want to keep between us.
Well, so if y'all do your personal vows at the first look, will you do like the generic vows?
We'll do like the generic ones up at the altar.
That's weird.
It's your wedding, so you do whatever you want.
Yeah, you get to do whatever you want. Also, I just looked it up, and it does need to be exactly a month before the wedding.
Okay.
So note to that. And then the size of the and the origin
don't
of the bourbon.
Don't say it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter.
That's not true. Size does matter.
We all know that.
We're
going
to go with
a
more expensive one now, just in case.
Yeah.
And then we'll pop it on our wedding day. So.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Definitely. The first look's fine. I don't mind it because you got to do pictures if, you know. But it's like, and the vow? I thought the vows, like part of it was declaring these personal things in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I just never heard I had two weddings in one day. That's weird. Two weddings one day. It's going to be cool.
What?
It's not two weddings in one day.
It is, because you're marrying
Mr. Romancer is giving you advice.
Yeah. You're getting married in private, and then you're getting married in front of people.
But we're not
getting
like the
priest?
The officiant is not going to be there in private with us, like giving us rings and doing the whole thing.
If this marriage doesn't work out, we know why.
Exactly.
Coming up, the update on Eddie's trip, maybe, to Turkey to get a hair transplant.
Yep.
He's going to give us the answer today in the next segment coming up.
I only had 24 hours to figure this out.
No, you had like 2-3 months.
Well, whatever.
No, not whatever, because I'm offering to pay for it all. It's not, nothing's mean. I'm not doing anything wrong. You can just say no.
This is the hardest decision of my life.
We'll get an answer coming up, but first, the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I love on an airplane when they have to tape somebody down to a seat and there's no like, we have to turn the plane around. Everybody still gets everywhere on time, but they get to tape somebody down because they got a little wild. Like, that's my favorite thing. And this happened, American Airlines. Number 1210 was heading to O'Hare in Chicago from Albuquerque. An unruly passenger tried to open the plane door midway through the flight.
Again?
It was 26,000 feet up. The guy tries to open the door, and that's when the passengers jumped in, tackled the guy, and then duct taped him to the seats
awesome.
Of the plane. Yes. They landed. They, you know, did the thing where they circled the plane with the cops. They got him off there. That's from ABC 7 Chicago. What as long as everybody gets to their place in time, let's duct tape like 7 people. Like, we just do a lottery. And also, if everybody's like tackling them and, you know, kicking and punching them, I would for sure jump in, but I'd be like 8th.
Just leave a little punch in there.
Well, I'd be like, and I was in on it. I'd be like 8th. But the picture is hilarious. I don't know that the guy was on anything or was drunk, but I would imagine something was up if you're trying to open that door. And then have you ever been so, just you guys, you ever been so drunk you wanted to open a plane door and jump out?
No.
Because I know you've been drunk on planes before.
Yeah, 100%.
You?
Have you lunchbox?
No, why would you ever want to jump out?
Well, I don't know. Like, does it seem fun if you're not thinking clearly?
No, because you don't have a parachute.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, like, where are you going to go once you open it? You going to fall off?
I'm asking you if you're so drunk that logic doesn't...
No, okay. Never.
Your brain does better with natural light. It's especially important if you need a brain boost. Just get some sunshine. Getting enough brain light is one of the simplest ways to improve memory and learning. You never brought in your light. My doctor told me...
Happy light.
My doctor told me because I don't see the sun... Because I wake up, it's dark. I come in here, it's dark. And I don't see the sun till noon or 1 when we leave. That I need to have one of those lights.
Really?
Because it's the best that you can do that's not real.
Okay, so I did bring it in and nobody wanted to try it. I don't think y'all saw me say, hey, I have my happy light. I'll bring it tomorrow.
With total love and respect. You say a lot of things over there and you doodle a lot. We never really know if you're...
Okay.
What's just your stream of thought, noise making?
I had it here for a couple of days, and I thought, I was like, I guess they're not into it, so I just didn't.
That hasn't stopped you ever before.
Okay, yeah. I'll bring it back.
Yeah, I want to see it, because I'm going to buy one probably from Amazon.
Yeah.
Because my doctor's like, until the sun or big light hits you, sometimes your body doesn't even feel like it's awake and doesn't start producing awake chemicals and hormones.
Yeah, it helps with your circadian rhythm and it'll get your melatonin production.
A lot of words I didn't use there because those are big and I don't know them.
When you go to sleep, you can sleep easier.
Watch out for fake IRS scams, especially this time of the year because it's tax time, it's on your mind, and so you think you did things wrong. But if you get an email or text from the IRS demanding money, experts say don't even respond to it. If you get a text and they say to the IRS, it ain't the IRS. The IRS promises it will not contact you through email or text especially about a refund or outstanding balance, do not click a link. If you do owe money, they will send you, you're not going to believe this, a paper in an envelope.
Oh.
For you to fill out.
With a stamp. So it comes to your house.
Oh, no.
Well, now that's how the scammers
are
going to get
it. That's from Lifehacker. That's a lot of work. You got to pay money to do that.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's why they probably won't.
Okay, the IRS is sending a real paper thing.
Yeah,
that's
it's like real
saying?
Mail.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you were saying if you click the link, then they're going to fill it out. Okay.
Don't click any. No. Hold on. Don't click any links.
Got it. I know. I'm not going to click any links.
Okay.
A Michigan server reveals why she was fired after she got the $10,000 tip. We talked about it on this show. So she gets a tip and then she has to spray. Like, give me the update. But before you do that, give me what we know.
So we did a Tell Me Something Good because some guy came in. It was a $32 bill. And he said, here's $10,000.
Oh, and he made them split it, right?
Yeah, so $1,200 each to each server in the restaurant. Well, everybody's happy. They do a feel-good story. Then the kitchen staff is mad.
They're mad. Now I'm torn. Go ahead.
Because they didn't get tipped. They deserve some of that money. And they started becoming hostile towards the servers. And so she went to the owners and was like, look, there's some people in the kitchen that are upset. I need your help resolving this. And they wanted names of the people that were upset. She was like, no. I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
They kill them?
Yeah, what on earth?
Any name and addresses.
She goes, I don't want anybody to get in trouble. I just want to know how you would like to handle this. So they fired her because she wouldn't give names.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That's like putting a reporter in jail because they won't give up their source. And the reporters go, like, put me in jail all day.
Never give
you this
your source.
This is what I would do if I were the server or the restaurant. I would say, hey, it's that guy's money he left. And he distinctly said, pass this out amongst the servers. It sucks the kitchen's not getting it. And if the servers want to put in a little pot of like $100 here, that's fine. But that man left his money with intention for that money. As someone who worked in a kitchen, I get it. It sucks sometimes when you're a server flaunting the money. Look at me. I'm not paying taxes on this. And I'm like, oh, God, you will. I'm going to tell
you. Well, I got to pay tax on this. It's been in the news.
Right. And so he didn't leave that money to them. It's like somebody not in a will being like, nah, I also demand to be in the will. Nope. Dead person didn't leave you in it. So that sucks. She got fired.
And then so she posted about the firing on Facebook. And then the owners of the restaurant started threatening her.
What?
Oh, my God.
Saying they're going to sue her. And she recorded some of the phone calls. And so now she's hired a lawyer.
Oh, my. This escalated.
Weird.
All because a guy left $10,000 after a funeral because he felt like he wanted to give back. And then all because she was protecting the people in the kitchen, also not giving their names because they probably would have fired them.
Maybe the owners are upset too because they weren't getting any of the money as well. It was just the servers are splitting it.
Now we're creating stories and it doesn't even need to be created because look at all that's already happening.
This is crazy.
And see what happens? More money, more problems.
Like that's what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah, we tell you that all the time.
We're like, yes, dude, stop being fascinated with a lottery.
No, because I wouldn't have to share it with anybody. See, this
your
is
wife.
The problem. People get greedy.
Your like, wife, and you have different accounts.
Yeah, I mean, I probably had to because we're married, but I just look at this and I'm like,
I feel bad for her.
I feel bad, terrible for her. She was and she tried to protect the people.
Can we get her on the show? I'll talk to her. I'd give her something.
Yeah.
I don't know, money or something.
Oh, that's
I'm
funny,
sure
yeah.
she's...
or how many people in the kitchen staff?
Places
I'd give,
I give
them some money.
Oh, well, where's the guy that left the tip? Like, he should call
exactly.
Oh, he probably feels terrible now.
Yeah.
And he was anonymous. That's why you stay anonymous.
Yeah, he's like, man, I thought I was doing something good. I cost this lady her job. Like,
wow. Yeah, that sucks. Residents in West Virginia are holding a candlelight vigil this weekend for a former Hooters location because the building's being demolished.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
no. You led us there. We're like, oh...
That's worthy.
A zoo in Nebraska found 70 coins inside an alligator's stomach because idiots were throwing coins into this pond like it was a wishing well.
Yeah.
People are so stupid.
And the gators had to go and have surgery.
What?
The gators are alive. They're fine. But people just thought it was a wishing pond, I guess. But a wishing well, a fountain.
Those are usually in like a hotel lobby.
And there's some part that has some electric something. For the most part, like a wishing something, usually has something electric about it. Where there's a plug at somewhere, like with a little fountain. Like natural bodies of water really aren't wishing wells.
Yeah, I was in a cave this past weekend and.
Huh? What are you doing there? Okay.
That's how the story starts.
Cool.
And it's like a tourist attraction. You know, you go and you go through the cave and there's like natural bodies of water. And people have thrown coins. Like, guys, this is nature. You don't just throw coins into the caves.
I think if I saw other coins in there, I think it was free. Like, you're free to do it. They should, like, clean them unless they want them, because they know if people see the coins, they're going to throw them. But, like, in the cave, they should go through and take them out each day. Otherwise, if people see coins,
then they just keep doing it.
They're going to be chunking. Yeah. Lottery winner left $500,000 behind on a ticket at the store. From UPI, an Iowa man said he was so excited to reveal a $500,000 prize from a scratch-off, he left the ticket behind at the store. Left it.
But he got it back, right?
He told Iowa lottery officials. Well, yeah, because he's in... Yeah. He told officials that he bought a $500,000 cash scratch-off lottery ticket from inside the store. He scratched it off. He won the $500,000. He handed the ticket over to a store employee to scan. He was overcome with excitement, and he just ran out.
He got distracted.
He just ran out.
I gotta go.
He was so excited and flustered, he left his ticket inside the store. First, he said, well, I don't have it. And then his adult son said, do you have a photo of it? And then he realized, no, it's in the store. So he drove back. He was close. He drove right back to it. Because he was already telling them in the car.
Oh, my God.
And they had it.
Like, if you're the employee, are you freaking out?
There's probably nothing you can do as the employee to steal it. Because we have so many stories about employees stealing those tickets.
No, I'm not saying stealing. I'm saying, oh, my God, this guy just left $500,000. This guy just left $500,000. What do I do?
I would assume he'll be back.
You got to call 911.
No, you don't call 911. I would assume if he knew he won, he's going to come back. If he didn't know he won and you had the ticket, it's a different story. You have to probably go to the tape, put it on Facebook, say, like, anybody know this guy? And if they don't, you could keep it.
Ugh.
I think.
Just imagine having $500,000 and just running away from it.
Or just running because of it, is just what it sounded like. It was just so happy. A woman said she was kicked off a plane because she had an upset stomach and was using the bathroom too much.
Yeah, stink it up.
She said she had an upset stomach, was going to the... But you can't kick somebody off for a stink.
No, it's not their fault.
And then there was no promise of a hotel or rebooked flight. She was on meds. She was ripping it.
It happens, man.
Exactly. She said she burst into tears. The airline refused to give her rebooking. So they
landed because of her, like, prematurely?
A stomach bug and the overuse of a bathroom apparently caused a woman to get kicked off the plane.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name of the airline. It's an airline we know.
Okay.
But yeah, her poopy got her kicked. So there's that. A couple other things. I do want to reveal the draft results from our Best Things About Small Towns draft.
Yes.
In last place with 9%, who will be kicked out of the next draft. The things drafted were bonfire parties, dirt roads.
No, that's me.
And VFW dances.
Well, what do you mean bonfire parties? What? That was last?
No, I think VFW dances crushed yours.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? That's the best part about a small town.
No, I know. We used to go to the VFW, but...
You guys aren't from small towns.
My grandma, I am from the smallest town here.
And the fact that he called it a bonfire party.
Well, I just said, say, field party.
Man, people don't know. Man, you can't...
9%, Eddie, last place, you're out.
Ridiculous.
In fourth place, he's still in, but last...
Big city voters,
last place was Lunchbox.
Hey.
At 18%, no violent crime, access to nature, and everybody has your back. All that... Well, I wouldn't say no violent crime's a thing, but those are all good... These are all good things, guys. It was a hard one. And third place, with everybody waves, shooting guns, and no traffic, Raymundo.
Huh.
That leaves Morgan...
Shooting guns.
That leaves Morgan and myself, best things about small towns. Only one percentage point separated us. Do you know who won?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'll tell you what Morgan's are, and I'll tell you mine, and tell me who you think is best.
You got it.
Morgan's are, things are cheap, slower pace, small town cafes and restaurants. Mine was Friday Night Lights, small schools, and church community.
Mm. No, Friday Night Lights also won it.
I won. I won.
Wow.
So, Morgan, if you'll bring me the belt.
I got you.
Thank you. I put the belt back on my desk. I'm the champion of the draft. Eddie, you're out of the next one. Amy, you can be in the next one.
Thanks, man.
The only person to live in a small town, he won.
That is true. Well, I mean, you guys aren't from big cities. You're from Austin.
That's a big city.
But they're from, Morgan, you're from Wichita. Ray's from small town.
Yeah, I don't say Wichita is a small town, but it is a smaller-ish town.
Look what I have here. What do you think this, read this to
a
me.
A softball.
What does it say on it, written on it?
Bobby Bones' first career home run at FSU. 2/21/24.
Yesterday. We went to Tallahassee yesterday. We worked out the basketball team and the softball team for our show, Too Much Access.
So how'd you get a home run?
I hit a home run. You want to hear it? Here we go.
What? Oh!
Yeah, over the fence.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay.
That was awesome.
I wish I could be like, oh, I hit a lot of them. I'm amazing. No, yeah. I was also like, I like peed a little when it went over. It was awesome. My whole left side is killing me. Worked with the basketball team, the coach, and they were awesome. And we've done 8 or 9 basketball episodes. It was our first softball episode, though. And so we go, and that's probably the sport I was best at, was baseball. And so I feel definitely more comfortable. However, I haven't thrown a lot. My left side of my neck, shoulder, hip, all down. I put on the catcher's gear. I never got to play left-handed catcher, but they set it up for me. And I was trying to throw people out at second. And then we hit. It was awesome. I think we had more fun yesterday than we've maybe ever had. And I hit a home run.
You think it's because you did basketball and softball? Or
I think the people were awesome. Like the guys, people who set us up, like basketball.
All of them.
I love Tallahassee and Florida State.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go there.
You know what? I was opening my recruiting and I hadn't looked at them, but now I'm starting to.
We've chosen Florida State.
Yeah, Coach Alameda was awesome. It was really the most fun we've ever had. But last night, I was so tired, and I didn't want to tell my wife I was tired because I'm coming home. We had done the show, and it's fun to hang out with you guys. It's not like I'm working at the mill like my stepdad did. So I leave, and we go right to Tallahassee. We do basketball, work with 2 other players, and we go to softball. They fed us lunch there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
so nice. It was
great.
I'd vote for Florida State for president.
They gave us customized jerseys.
For basketball and softball. Yeah. That's cool. It was the greatest. So we go, and I'm home, and I'm tired because we had worked out a lot. My wife's like, "You tired?" And I don't want to say yeah because we had fun.
So, but what? Can't you have fun and be tired?
I know, but I don't want to be like, what a day.
Right.
Her day was a bit stressful yesterday. She had some stuff that she was, stuff that she was dealing with. And I don't want to be like, it's the greatest day ever.
That would backfire.
I don't want to go full SpongeBob. It's the best day ever. But I did. She was like, how was it? I was like, it was amazing. We had the best time. But I kept like nodding off, falling asleep because my body was just so tired. And I slept so hard last night that I was talking in my sleep so loud that it woke her up, and she was like, shh. She movie-shed me. That's never happened. I texted her, and I said, I'm sorry for last night. I don't know if she's going to remember movie-shishing me. Oh, she said, why are you sorry?
You're like, because you were talking.
I was talking so much, I had to leave the room because I was that exhausted.
And then what language do you speak in?
No, there's not one. I think it's a combination of all the languages I know.
All of them.
Yeah, because I don't really know English in sleep. If I do know English, it comes off as a very feminine English for some reason. Because if I'm asleep and I do speak English, I'm always like, I'm just so sleepy. Why on the phone?
That comes out when you're sleeping.
Yeah, when I'm sleeping, it's like, maybe that's my natural tone.
So tired.
It's like, oh, what are you doing? Or it's like, but I was going, but we had the greatest time yesterday.
It was awesome.
And I got my ball. They gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. At the end, they said, we present you with your first home run ball.
That's awesome. And then Bobby wanted to play catch, and we started throwing the ball, and I look at it. I'm like, dude, this is your home run ball.
Oh, I was so excited. We just started playing with this.
I know. Don't lose it.
It's on my desk now.
Softball tournament in Slidell, Louisiana. I hit the
goal. How old are you? Here we go.
Probably, I don't know, 6th grade.
Okay, and then was it over the fence?
No, it wasn't over the fence, but it was the game-winning hit.
Oh.
Well, bunt.
So, the game winning
the story
bunt?
Just gets worse and worse.
Anyway, they gave me the ball. Like, yeah, it was a big deal because I was like put in and somehow my hit saved the day.
You were just put in, so you were on the bench.
So you bunted and they overthrew first. It's the winning run scores.
Minimizing your own story.
Wow. I heard it was a big deal and I got the ball. And it was really special. And then one day in my front yard, we were playing catch with my special ball and it went across the street into a neighbor's bushes and I was never able to find it.
Dang it. We need that and your ring.
Hang on to that.
Your A&M ring. Anyway, Tallahassee, you guys are awesome. Florida State, awesome. We love being there. Thank you. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. And you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
I do want to talk to Melissa before we get over to Eddie and see if he's going to take my offer to go to Turkey, the country. Melissa, so your son went to Turkey, the country, a month ago for a hair transplant. Is that true?
That's correct.
Can you tell me, Eddie's worried he's going to get killed over there. Yeah. Is he still alive? How's the hair transplant working? That kind of thing.
He's still alive. The hair transplant is going okay. He's doing great.
And
just okay?
Is it still in the early stages? I don't know what it looks like.
The healing. It looks a little
swollen.
Bloody.
Yeah. So what's he look like right now?
It's not swollen anymore. It looks good. It's actually to the stage where it's starting to fall now. It goes through, from what I understand, processes of falling out. I think it goes through 3 or 4 of those before you get to the full
it's like a caterpillar or butterfly, like 4 times.
Yeah.
Would you recommend Eddie do it?
Oh, yeah.
She's so passionate.
I mean, this is a mom.
Yeah, her mom, her son's doing great.
She let her son go.
Absolutely.
Right. She's not going to put him in danger.
Melissa, thank you for calling.
He is 28 years old, and he is my heart.
Yeah.
And he went by himself.
Wow.
I was a nervous wreck for 4 days. but he was passionate about it.
As am I. Eddie's not, but I am. Yeah, for Eddie's head. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Amy, do you have the numbers?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I just wanted to know the final numbers because I said I would pay for it. Amy, I don't even know what to ask you. Just give me some data here.
Okay, so I researched the all-inclusive hair place. I'll call it
It's like sandals for hair.
Oh, I'm going to start calling it the HTTP, which is the hair transplant and turkey package.
Oh, that's cool.
For $3,500, Eddie's going to get a 5-star hotel, VIP transportation, and all these hair transplant things. Like, there's so many things. It's about 5,000 grafts, okay?
So this isn't the airfare. This is just the process of hair.
That is just the package.
Okay, go ahead.
At the Yes, for the surgery. And then if two people are flying, flights range anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 for two flights. So let's take the average, $3,500. Okay. So you do $3,500 plus $3,500. We're looking at a $7,000 grand total.
For flight.
For everything.
$7,000.
Wait, you said airfare for two people. Oh, so that's combined.
Yeah, airfare for two people, $3,500.
That's all it is?
Mm-hmm. Meals too, right? We talked about meals.
Okay, you need drip?
No drip. No drip. Just meals.
I think they feed you on the plane.
Well, not on the plane while I'm in Turkey, man.
Okay, sure.
Have a turkey sandwich.
Right.
A turkey leg.
What an Instagram post that would be. Turkey.
You should just, when you're there, only eat turkey.
Just turkey.
So, could I get him and somebody there all gone for $10,000?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the food. Perfect.
No.
$3,000 for food?
$3,000 for food. But you're looking at $7,000-ish total. For Eddie and a partner.
Eddie, you get, and I know Amy read some of this off, but did you say multilingual medical advisors? Did you say that?
Well, I didn't go through the whole list.
Okay,
you do get that because obviously you want to be able to communicate with your doctors.
And aftercare products, 100% result guarantee. And if not, you just go back to the front office.
No, there's no going back.
Turkey.
There's no going back.
Okay.
So, how long am I out of commission here?
I asked Amy to find that too.
Well, you're there for three nights, the hotel. So if you talk like
you fly back.
2 days to get there.
So a week.
Three nights stay at the 5-star hotel, and then you got to travel back.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Eddie, did you talk to your wife?
Talk to my wife.
What did she say?
She, from the very beginning, has loved the idea, right?
Of course. She'd like to run her hands through that hairy head.
She's like, of course. Like, why wouldn't I want hair on your head?
Going to get paid for.
I talked to my parents.
Why would you move to find a no? I feel like you're searching for a no.
I'm not searching for a no. I just want to make sure everyone in my family
signs off on it. You don't care if your parents sign off on it. Go ahead.
It's like the lady that called, you know? She's concerned about her son.
Go ahead.
My parents.
Your son did what he wanted. He's 28.
My parents said I'd be an idiot not to do this.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
My cousin texted me yesterday.
Okay, stop with that. Go on to my mailman. You're finding a no. I know it. Go ahead.
My cousin texted me yesterday and said, dude, I would love to do this. You should do it. Everyone I've talked to said you should do it. And then I said, the Middle East? And they said, yes, even the Middle East. So, Bones,
let's go.
Yeah.
I know, like Amy said, this is a big deal for you to fork out $10,000 for me to have hair on my head.
Bobby, don't commit to the 10K. It's not going to be that much.
Oh, that's what we committed on.
Nope.
10,000.
But it could be over that night. He has to pay the rest.
Hey, the drum roll guy's getting tired.
Oh, sorry. Ray's on drums back there. We can't use sound effects anymore, so Ray's on drums. So, Eddie, I'm going to count from 5 to 0. When I say 1, at the 0 point, I want you to say yes or no.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's his answer. Ray, go hit it again. 5, 4, 3, 2. There's a update that I want to share that just came in.
Hold it. What's the update?
Wait, what?
What's the update?
What were you going to say?
No. What's the update?
What were you going to say?
Don't worry about it.
Is it going to the Turkish
what
doctors?
What were you going to say?
What do you mean? Like,
I have an update, but what are you going to say? Like, you can change your answer based on the update. Would you have said yes or no?
I was going to say yes.
Okay, so yes.
Wait, hold on. You ruined my moment. What's the update?
Maybe I haven't ruined your moment. Maybe I've made it better. So I got a message from one of my friends last night who I know, I listened to his podcast. He's a pretty prominent guy. And he says, hey, I want to read this email here.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. What's happening? Who is this? What do they say?
I'm not going to tell you his name yet, though. He says, I took a partnership role with 4 surgeons who are leading hair transplant surgeons in Northwest Arkansas. Long story short, I know you're doing this with Eddie. Our physician team is phenomenal. This is not a commercial. They're not paying us anything. We're not paying them. This is all a thing. He says, our physician team is phenomenal. I had the transplant myself. I'm not going to say his name. When I was still living in my results are amazing. Eddie needs to do it right. Dr. Ragland is the guy to do it. Let me know your thoughts.
What in the U.S. of A?
But you're not paying for it if he doesn't go to Turkey.
No. Well,
hold on.
Amy, right? Please.
Right.
Do you not
we
want...
We said Turkey. Yeah,
he
said,
my head.
This is what he said. He said, complete honesty. The only reason I would go to Turkey if I was trying to go a more affordable route. Turkey's cheaper for sure.
And cheaper's not safer.
And it's safe, too. He even said it was safe. He said, but Dr. Ragland is a top tier because he did him.
Dr. Ragland, that's what I'm talking about.
He said, let's fly him. Dude, you should see the picture of his head. Do you want to come see the picture of his head?
I do want, yep.
He said, let's fly him into X and A. We'll put him up at the embassy suites and fly him back to Nashville.
5-star.
No, this is before. Okay. This is after.
Wow. That's a lot of hair.
Wow. Eddie, listen to this. Dr. Ragland has always had a passion for serving the community and helping others feel their best.
So,
is this the same technique as the Turkish guys?
By the way, I don't know, but this came. We can probably get Dr. Ragland on the phone.
Let's do it.
This came in late last night.
Oh my gosh, this is a lifesaver, dude. I almost just went to Turkey and like died.
You still can.
No. I'd rather go to Arkansas.
But.
Wow.
But wait, much you said rather you were go to paying if he went to Turkey because it's funny. Him just going to Arkansas, is it really that good of a bit?
Yes.
Man. I think Eddie getting a hair transplant surgery, which by the way, who knew? I have other friends that are like, I got it. I just really don't talk about it a lot.
Like, dude, that's going to be me. I'm never talking about my balding days.
No, I don't think it should be a thing. It should be a stigma. You'd be like, yeah, if somebody asks, I got a hair transplant. Who cares?
Oh, I tour the country like speaking about hair?
No, I don't think you speak about it, but it's like, it doesn't matter. So there's an update here.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see if we can get the doctor on the phone.
Dude, wow, you saved me.
But I can probably not have to pay as much if I can go shoot content on it.
Okay, listen.
You're going to come with me, shoot content? Love it.
Somebody will. I'll send Reed or something.
Oh, come with me, man.
All right, that's all. We have to go. We'll come back. Go ahead, Amy.
I'm looking at before and afters on their MD.
And Dr. Ragland looks legit. I'm looking at him right now. I want to be his friend.
It's mdhairlabs.com, and they have results, and there's before and afters of all
these
guys.
Are you sure that's the site?
Yes.
Will you scroll to the top, Mike?
Yeah, it's him.
I never met him.
Dude, this is amazing.
But my friend who I know and trust.
Wow.
Who I wanted to hire at one point, but he has a big job.
Really?
Wait, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that this was possible. Like,
Amy wants one now. Okay, we have to go.
Wow.
We will come back in a second. I promise it was not a bit. It wasn't staged. Eddie didn't know that was going
to
happen.
Dude, I was on my way to Turkey.
He was going
to
say yes, though.
This is amazing.
Take a break.
Wow.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Battle Creek, Michigan. A 26-year-old man had a knife, and he's like, I'm going to break into an ATM. He's walking by a building, goes in the lobby, starts, hitting the ATM with a knife. Only problem, it was the lobby of the jail.
The jail lobby?
Wait, what? So he just walked into, like,
the lobby.
Waiting room at the prison?
Yeah, you know, like, there's an ATM there, I guess, if you want to pay bond. You get some cash out. And so he starts knifing the ATM, and deputies came out and...
Did he not know he was walking in a jail? I feel like this guy would have been there before.
Sounds like you're right.
Yeah. I mean, he may have been on something, but I feel like this is the kind of guy that would have been like, I shouldn't do it here. I've been here 4 times. But also, those ATMs, if you're going to do that, a knife really isn't going to do it. You're going to need a crowbar. Even that's not going to do it.
You need a blowtorch.
Yeah, you need a truck. And get it somehow ripped in the back of the truck and then take it home and figure it out.
But don't do that.
No.
I really feel like sometimes maybe people just want to be arrested.
I feel that. Yeah. So they could have a bit of safety.
Food.
Safety, you know. But, yeah, like walls,
mm-hmm.
Food.
Wow.
But this guy, though, I don't know. In jail. Maybe he did. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Terry Clark came over to the house, to the studio there, and we did a Bobby cast, and it was awesome. And we were talking about her cowboy hat, because when she drove up to the house, I saw her drive in with a cowboy hat on.
Oh, that's cool.
And like certain people, you can just see their silhouette even and know who they are because of the shape of their hat. My glasses are a big part. People know me from that. Morgan Wallen, him and I talked about his hair, the silhouette, and we talked about her cowboy hat.
I can walk through the crowd that I just played a show in front of and take the hat off and some of the makeup off and just put shorts and a t-shirt and walk right into the audience at a festival I just played. I feel like, especially at a time when no women were wearing them at all, mm-hmm. It was all the guys wearing them, it set me apart and it gave me a brand and, like I just said, a trademark that nobody else had.
Once I walked through an event here that a lot of national company guys came to, as a music event, like a showcase for country artists, took my glasses off. Our boss, who I've seen 10 million times from New York, I walked right up to him and he was like, yeah, what's up? Didn't even know it was me because I had my glasses on. Didn't even know it was me. So it's like George Strait.
Oh, yeah.
He says he can go wherever he wants without his cowboy hat. Yeah.
We saw Eric Church at a bar and no one believed us that was him because he didn't have his sunglasses on.
True that.
Like, me and Lunchbox were there, and we're like telling
his
everyone.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, we're really? Like, that's Eric Church. They're like, no, it's not.
This is Terry Clark talking about getting her start in Nashville, moving down from Canada.
My first day there, this guy comes in, and I'm in the middle of a Patsy Cline song, and he drops dead of a heart attack right in the middle of me singing. I just kept going. I didn't know what happened. I'm 18. I'm like, the show must go on, right? And the song ends, and the ambulances show up, and I'm like, anytime anybody says, just go out there and kill him, I'm like, you really shouldn't tell me that. Actually happened one time. Yeah. It's not funny, but it was just the experiences during that time.
Playing at a bar, $15 an hour. The guy dropped dead. Okay, check out the Bobbycast. Go search for it. Well, we didn't know who the guy is. It's a funny story from 10,000 feet up.
Right.
Yeah, but it is. Why do we say stuff like "knock 'em dead"? You know.
Yeah, I stopped saying that.
There's probably a reason.
Oh, I guess if you win the fight, you do great. Knock 'em dead. I don't know.
Like, go kill 'em.
Go.
Yeah. Like kill it. Like kill do such a
kill
good
it.
Job.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think it's a dead thing. I think it's like go do such a good job. You like you blow 'em away. All these are like. Why are all they like death terms?
Right.
You need to do so good that everybody dies.
Right.
Originally, the term knock 'em dead or knock dead was used to wish a performer luck. It resembles the still existent phrase of break a leg. Knock 'em dead means, we know what it means. I just don't know where it comes from. It's weird they're all death things.
Right. Break a leg's fine because that's you. That's your leg.
Yeah, but it's like go out there and kill.
It's not
so weird. I do say this. I'm just trying to kill tonight.
Yeah.
It's weird they're all death. All right. Thank you all for being here. There's a new Four Things with Amy Brown up today. Again, the Terry Clark Bobbycast is up today. We will see you guys tomorrow. Dirk Bentley's in tomorrow. Bye, buddy. Bobby Bones. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.